Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonalday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Kevin McNerney. Now, Kevin, you're somebody that people know your products, but they may not necessarily know your name. So go ahead and give me a short intro for who you are.
Sure. Many of your listeners certainly know my products because I've been brewing beer in the Atlanta area for about 25 years now. Altogether, I've been brewing for about 30 years. My brewing passion started out in Colorado. I spent some time in California, opened up a brew pub in Mammoth Lakes, California called Mammoth Brewing Company. But really, the dream came together when my college roommate and I decided to open up a small local brewery here in Atlanta. Now the 14th largest brewery in the country called Sweetwater Brewing Company. So that's what brought me to Atlanta. I found my wife and married her, and we have two terrific children, Franny and Charlotte. And so even though I'm no longer with Sweetwater, I call Atlanta my home. I live in Sandy Springs. And 3 years ago, I happened upon two local Marietta folks, born and raised, Sam Rambo and Hank Dupree, and they desired to build a brewery here in Marietta. So they hired me to build their brewery. And then after I saw their vision here in Marietta and learned a little bit about Marietta, which hard to believe I didn't know much about, I come to learn about how vibrant Marietta was. And so I decided to partner with them after the brewery was opened in September 2018.
So you're the brewmaster at Glover Park Brewery.
Yep.
Right there off the square. It's a wonderful location. And the fact that you created Sweetwater that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a nationally known, I guess internationally known brand now, right?
At this point, internationally, yeah. I don't know how many countries, but it's definitely large, and it's something I'm really, really proud of. Granted, I'm not involved with Sweetwater anymore, but every time I get on a flight and have a 420, and it's just something that I enjoy telling stories about, and it's part of my history, and now Glover Park Brewery is my new history, my new future.
Is that one of those things where it's like capturing lightning in a bottle? Did you get lucky doing it, or are you just that good at it?
Both.
Okay.
we did get extremely lucky. The fascinating thing is when Sweetwater started, we were the mere age of 26 years old. So we weren't really well-versed in business. We weren't really well-versed in anything. We knew we liked beer, and we knew we could make good beer. We brought some of that great beer from the West Coast. But it was really an absolute shot in the dark. But we hit it well, and we had great energy being young entrepreneurs. And I guess really just Atlanta was really ripe for a new brewery. And it's amazing that every year for 25 years now, we just see the craft brewing environment in Atlanta continue to flourish and grow and grow. And new breweries are coming in every month. So it's continuously an exciting time for craft beer in Atlanta.
Are you... I don't want to say you're to blame, but are you the one that really kicked off some of that brewery growth here in Metro Atlanta?
Well, blame is an appropriate term for many things in my life, so I'll accept some of that. But yeah, it's another thing I'm quite proud of is a lot of entrepreneurs that are in the craft beer industry at this stage have come through Sweetwater, have been trained at Sweetwater, have worked for us and worked for me in some capacity. And it's really exciting to see many of them go on to have really prosperous, exciting careers in craft beer. And some of them are parts of the largest breweries in the country right now.
There is a massive amount of craft breweries, not just in the metro Atlanta area, but in Cobb County. There's tons of y'all.
Yeah. There are. And the exciting thing, and this goes back to when I started brewing beer in Colorado in 1991, where we were such a small little fraction of the industry. But to see how the communities around the country have just adopted the concept and adopted the craft, craft beer is exciting because with the community, it continues to be in demand. The people want craft beer. They want interesting concepts. They want local. So a lot of small communities, it doesn't have to be a big metro Atlanta community, but even the smallest of communities now have their own craft brewery that they can attach themselves to. So we always used to say, 30 years ago, support your local brewery. And that's what it's really come down to, each and every community supporting that local brand, which is exciting.
Now, give me some of your timeline after you created Sweetwater. How long were you there before you got out of it? And then what was the time period between working for Sweetwater and coming to Glover Park here in Marietta?
Yeah. So I was at Sweetwater. I was the founding brewmaster. We started building Sweetwater in 1996. I stayed there until 2008. My wife and I decided to start growing a family, and I figured that was maybe too much of a burden to carry while trying to raise children. So we left in 2008. In which time I took a small position at a local brew pub, which is no longer around, unfortunately. It was called Five Seasons Brewing Company. And it was quite convenient for me because it was like a half a mile from my house. So it worked out really well. After Five Seasons Brewing Company, I started consulting and helping people, that were challenged with different issues at breweries, solve some of these issues. I helped people build many breweries. A lot of the breweries that are in Atlanta, passed through my hands to build them, which is really exciting. I can go to many places in town and know that I had some contribution. And then, like I said, in 2017, had the opportunity to work with Sam and Hank here in Marietta and just really enjoyed and admired their vision that they had for a small local brewery in Marietta.
Now, you started off the conversation by saying that you didn't know a lot about Marietta. And then when you learned a lot about Marietta, it was a no-brainer for you to come and work with them for Glover Park Brewery. So tell me about the things that you learned. What was it that attracted you to the square?
Well, honestly, it was my job for Glover Park as a consultant to build their brewery was to source a reputable, experienced brewmaster. And during that time in 2018, early 2018, it proved to be a difficult task to find someone suitable. So I stuck with my commitment and I decided to start brewing beer for them because I told them that I was going to get them to open. We brewed beer. We filled the tanks. We had our grand opening party on September 16th, 2018. The place was packed. I saw everybody from Marietta excited. Everybody was just coming to enjoy great beer in a great atmosphere right off the square. And the light bulb instantly went on that Marietta was prepared for this sort of business.
And so that's what drew you to, rather than searching for a brewmaster, you decided, I found one and it's me.
Yeah, to be the brewmaster. And I had always, after Sweetwater, thought that I would do another project, another brewery that I would put my name on. And I think at that point, I recognized that I should just stop looking and maybe what I was searching for was right in front of me. So that was really part of the aha moment that I, saw that what I was looking for was right in front of my face.
That is, it seems like that's something that should be on a t-shirt. It should be on a mug. Like, people need to see those words a lot.
That, yeah, I'm going to start working on that.
Yeah. What you're looking for could be right there in front of your face.
sometimes it's just a matter of recognizing it and being open to it. And, you know, sometimes that just exists.
Geek out just for a minute about the beer you're brewing at Glover Park.
So it's a collection of 30 years of being in the craft beer industry. I've had great mentors. I've mentored a lot of great brewers in Atlanta and throughout the country. At Glover Park, we have a really diverse profile. We brew great craft beer. We brew ales. We brew lagers. We brew some sour beers. We always evolve with the seasons. We have a good array of seasonal beers. You know, lately there's been a trend to hard seltzers. We've gotten into – so we listen to our community. We listen to our market and we try to adapt to that. And that was one of the most exciting things about being a brewer is that it's always evolving. It's always exciting. It's always new. And so at Glover Park, we do some ales. We do lagers. Typically, we'll have 10 to 12 beers on tap. Usually, we have about three hard seltzers on tap as well. And really, the most exciting twist that has come in 2021 is we got our distilling permit. So right now, we are dealing with distilled alcohol. So we offer a variety of pre-made cocktails, which are derived from whiskeys and vodkas. And so that has really appealed to the non-beer drinker in our community.
So, okay. Wow. I didn't realize that you were becoming a distillery as well. Are you doing that? Is that a similar science to being a brewmaster, or do you bring somebody in?
No, it's actually it's quite different. And that's what makes it exciting is because you know, the learning curve is significant. And so a lot of the fundamentals might be the same, but you're dealing with different equipment and different processes.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Kevin McNerney, the brewmaster from Glover Park Brewery.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast with Kevin McNerney. He is the brewmaster at Glover Park Brewery. I love the fact that you created Sweetwater because you're right. It's international now. Like, you see it everywhere. You can get it on a plane. And the fact that you created that with your college roommate is such a neat story.
It is really neat. And again, something I'm really proud of. And the exciting thing, or somewhat the depressing thing, is that it's been now 25 years later. But the excitement in that is that we have groomed many craft beer connoisseurs. So a lot of what I view the craft beer market to be in Georgia right now had something to do with Sweetwater. A lot of people passed through Sweetwater. A lot of people have gone to their events. A lot of people have toured Sweetwater, had 420, the India Pale Ale, the Sweetwater Blue. So it's just exciting to be responsible for a little bit of that education.
I imagine that, and I know this from my history of working here and working in radio, you run across Monday morning quarterbacks. And I would imagine that in your profession that you have people, because you can brew beer at home, that want to come in and give you advice on how to be better. How open are you to that?
Extremely open to it. Actually, we have a program that we just started last year at Glover Park where people can come in almost as an excursion, like you would go snowmobiling or skiing or deep water, deep sea fishing. We have a brewmaster for a day program. And we invite people to come in and from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. They brew a batch of beer with us side by side. They get involved. So it's really neat to, one, see how enthusiastic some of these people are. Mm-hmm. And there's really a depth of knowledge in the craft beer or homebrew community. And then, you know, usually it's a really complimentary type of approach and criticism. But if people, you know, quickly you can realize when someone is just trying to boast about their knowledge and mm-hmm. not really be genuine. So I guess there's a filter mechanism in there that we quickly employ to know whether someone is really being productive or genuine or not.
Let's talk about that brewmaster for a day program for a second, because yes, it's still the fall, but the holidays are not far. That sounds like a phenomenal Christmas gift, maybe a Valentine's Day gift or a Father's Day gift. I mean, this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was set up specifically as a gift-giving opportunity for the holidays, and it was phenomenally successful. Unfortunately, it comes with a little limitation where I only offer 12 spots for the year. Because we still have to maintain and concentrate and focus on the task at hand, which is making great beer at Glover Park Brewery for our community. So I only allow, you know, 12 people to come in a year.
Are you selective, or is it just like a first come, first serve?
No, not selective. Absolutely first come, first serve. And so, you know, usually around the holidays, we'll open this opportunity up and if you know someone in your life that might enjoy that experience, that excursion, we invite them to come in. And it's been it's not only fun and exciting for the participant, but myself and Matt Crossan is my head brewer, and we just get a lot of joy out of seeing enthusiastic people in the brewery. So it's worked beneficial for all parties.
It feels like it's one of those things like, you know, the Atlanta Braves have that opportunity where you can go and take batting practice from the greats or things like that. It's like it's a chance to sit and learn from somebody who does it for a living and who has been very successful at it.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And the great thing about our program is when you leave Glover Park Brewery after the brewmaster experience, you've left with a boatload of knowledge. You've left with so much more knowledge that you can take home and apply to your own craft of making beer at home. So it's been really rewarding.
Speak a little bit about the importance of having a local brewery, especially in a place like Marietta, Georgia, with the historic square, and you're right there by the square. Why is that such a great thing?
It was really important to the owners of Glover Park to have the brewery close to the square because they remembered how exciting and vibrant maybe the square was when they were teenagers. So they wanted to see that vibrance return. And there's so many great businesses around the square, and we seem to all kind of feed off of each other, also feeding off of a lot of the great events that Marietta has, Choctoberfest and the concert series. And being accessible to the square is just really a good recipe for success.
And you guys at Glover Park sponsored the concert series as well, correct?
Yes.
So you've attaching to something that's cool and happening right around the corner.
I mean, cool and happening is just, you know, what a brewery should be. It's what our definition is. We are a great atmosphere, a fun atmosphere. You can have your wedding at Glover Park. You can have your anniversary, your birthday party, or you can just come on Sunday with your dog and hang out on the patio. So a brewery, a local craft brewery, is just about cool and happening.
And since you mentioned anniversary, let's talk about the fact that Glover Park is celebrating 3 years.
Yeah, we just celebrated our third anniversary, Labor Day weekend. You know, understanding that we've all been through some challenging times, we hope that a lot of people are turning the corner, getting a little bit more comfortable with gathering and getting together. We tried to be there for the community, and it is exciting. We almost seem like we're a barometer in a sort of way that lets us know that people want to get back together, because it's been such a void for 18 months now.
During the height of COVID and the pandemic and everything through 2020, what was it like at the brewery?
It was obviously challenging, as it was for everybody. Keeping in mind, we were only open for about 18 months at that point. It was scary. Nobody knew what the future was going to hold. We all were hopeful that we were going to flash through this, which clearly we didn't. But the most exciting takeaway in my experience was that April and May 2020, when we furloughed all of our employees, I was the only one at the brewery with my partners, Hank and Sam, and the community overwhelmingly came in to support us with our growlers to go. I think we sold in the month of April 1,000 growlers.
Wow.
Which are 32-ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
And our largest month compared to that was December, where we sold 100. So the community really came in specifically to support local business.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And since you mentioned it, what did you bring me today? What are we drinking here?
We have a three-pack of our growlers, our 32-ounce cans that are all hand-filled by me and our head brewer, Matt. What we're drinking is our Base Camp. Our Base Camp is a lager beer. It's very refreshing, very crisp. It's our most popular beer, primarily because it really satisfies a large range of beer drinkers. It appeals to a lot of people. We also have our Drifter, which is our pale ale. Not exactly like 420, but somewhat like 420. And then we have my favorite, which is Off the Tracks, which is a West Coast IPA. And those are three of about 12 different beers that we'll serve at Glover Park all the time.
And you mentioned one thing right there, and I'm curious about it because I don't know the science of it. So since you created Sweetwater and it was so successful, how difficult is it to not recreate that again? How difficult is it to make changes?
Well, the exciting thing, again, is that our industry is always evolving. It evolves in many ways. Mainly it evolves because our customers, our market, will dictate what they want. And these days, that's what's exciting about bringing in like seltzers and spirits, because that is what our community or what our market is demanding. But also it evolves with different crops and different innovations with hop varieties. So there's just constant evolution with raw materials that we have available to us. And that's what keeps our trade really exciting, because we are constantly being challenged with different raw materials that we just, as brewers, can't help but like experiment.
Okay. So you're able to go out and say, all right, I've made this before and I can make something completely different and it'd be just as good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it all kind of, you know, parlays off of other successes.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've had success at some of the other breweries, Boulder Brewing Company, Mammoth Brewing Company, Avery Brewing Company, Sweetwater Brewing Company, it's a compiled amount of experience from all those, take the best of the best and continue to refine it. And now that's what Glover Park Brewery is all about.
Are you an artist?
Absolutely. And a chef and a comedian and a good husband and good father.
And a good dad. Yes, I love that. I love that. Kevin McNerney is the brewmaster at Glover Park Brewery, and I really appreciate you coming in and talking with me on the podcast.
Jeremy, it's my pleasure. I'd love to do it anytime.
And if you happen to be listening to this on the Sunday it was released, that's September 19th, you should head on over to Glover Park for their Oktoberfest celebration. They've got a food truck, they've got live music, and they've got beer specials.
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Wills. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit NorthGeorgiaStateFair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Come see us at Glover Park this Friday night for the Glover Park Concert Series.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Music starts at 8, rain or shine.
Yeah, yeah.
For more information, call 770-794-5601.